It's a much different Board of Public Works in Maryland now that Republican Governor Larry Hogan has taken his seat at the table. This week, schools are coming back to the panel after a number of the requests were delayed because a three-member board was not happy with the explanations for additional funding. And Governor Larry Hogan appears to have a strong ally in State Comptroller Peter Franchot, a Democrat who has described himself as a fiscal conservative and often parted ways with Hogan's predecessor, fellow Democrat Martin O'Malley. State Treasurer Nancy Kopp is a third member of the board. Capital News Service reporter Brian Marin emphasizes that the funding requests from Salisbury University and the University of Maryland Eastern Shore have merely been delayed.
Of the five projects that were kind of focused on in the last meeting, only the Salisbury Stadium, which funding went from $16 million to $22 million, that's the only project that actually got approved. One of the main reasons for that is that officials from Salisbury were able to answer questions of the board. The problem was that they didn't really have answers to the board's questions as to why these costs were going up. They're being brought up again on Wednesday. The modifications of the contracts and the descriptions are much more in-depth than the last time.
So describe for me the projects that are coming back up again.
Salisbury, they had additional funding for an academic commons building. They were asking for an additional about $10 million. So the estimated cost that they gave originally was $90 million. And they came back saying, oh, no, it's going to be $100 million. We need, you know, $10 million extra dollars. So the board delayed that, and they also delayed the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. That was an additional $2 million funding for a new engineering, aviation, computer, and mathematical science building.
So do you think that these are going to be approved?
I sense that they will. I think it's more the board trying to set an example as to, you know, we won't let you just kind of make these modifications and just fly by without, you know, us questioning it at all. I think with the previous administration, with a lot of times projects kind of just kind of get approved without question. I think Hogan's kind of make a statement that, like, you know, he's doing his homework. He's doing his homework. He's not going to give away money. So I think you have to, you know, prove yourself to him and be more specific what you're asking for if you want to get additional funding.
Now, Comptroller Peter Franchot seems to be a kindred spirit when it comes to the new Republican governor.
You're definitely right. They're kind of like buddy-buddy. I think Franchot is really excited about what Hogan's doing on the board. He's made numerous comments, you know, talking about how, oh, we actually have a governor who does his homework, who actually reads the agenda. And they seem to have the same goals as far as being fiscally conservative especially with these, you know, plans relating to schools. I mean, Franchot, he's always had a problem with people, with this kind of the system of, you know, asking for more money and just, you know, kind of getting it without really any resistance or, you know, any questioning.
This does seem to be a tougher Board of Public Works when it comes to funding requests.
There's only been two so far, so it's kind of, you know, it's kind of hard to forecast the entire, you know, tenure of Hogan. But it means, as of right now, yes, there's been a lot more questioning, a lot more, you know, presentations as compared to the previous board. Generally, there's still most things are getting passed, but Hogan is definitely cracking down on kind of asking for additional funding and not really, you know, giving. I mean, with the previous administration, a lot of times, you know, people will come up and they'd be like, oh, hey, you know, we said we need this much money, but now we need this much. And they're like, okay, yeah, fine, no problem. Hogan's really, really cracking down on just kind of wasteful spending. And as of right now, yeah, I'd say that they've been much tighter.
Capital News Service reporter Brian Marin from Annapolis on the upcoming meeting of the Board of Public Works. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.